Welcome to Maseches Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 7. Just a small introduction. In Halacha, there's something called Edus Mocheches, which means contradictory or conflicting testimony. So that means, let's say you have a pair of witnesses that comes in and says one particular testimony, and then another pair of witnesses conflicts or contradicts with them, so we throw it out. That's called Edus Mocheches, contradictory testimonies, and therefore neither of them are credible. However, the halacha is ordinarily that if, let's say, you have a pair that comes in and says this fellow owes him, his friend, $200. And then another pair comes in and says, no, he doesn't, he only owes $100. So we throw out the $100 discrepancy. But $100 they both agree on, therefore he's responsible to pay his friend $100. With that in mind, let's see how that applies to Nazira. Says the Mishnah, let's say you have two pairs of witnesses that are testifying about the term, the amount of time of the Nazir. One pair says that he accepted it upon himself two Naziriyos. That means 2 times 30 days. And then another pair says that he accepted upon himself 5 times 30 days. And the fellow says, I don't know, I don't remember. Beishamai says, Nechlikah ha'edus, comes out there's conflicting testimony. Ve'enka Nazirus, we throw them both out. And therefore, the fellow is not a Nazir at all. Beis Hillel says, no. Yesh b'chal chamesh shtayim. Included in 5 Naziriyos is 2, so they both agree that he should be at least a Nazir for 2 terms, 2 times 30 days. So therefore, she'ei Nazir shtayim, the halacha is he has to conduct himself with 2 Naziriyos, 2 times 30 days. Let's see one more Mishnah. Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. Here to a brief introduction. In the concept of neder, nedarim, taking vows, there's something called hatfasa. Hatfasa means that I could latch on to the verbal expression that you used to make a neder, to take a vow, and if I say I am like you as well, I too have to conduct myself with that vow. However, there is one caveat, and that is that you have to say, and me, and I, however you say it, within toich kedei dibor of the other fellow's vow. What does toich kedei dibor mean? It's a small period of time, the amount of time that it takes to say the word shalom alecha Rebbe, peace upon you, my Rebbe, my teacher. So in that amount of time, you have to say it within proximity, as close as possible, of the amount of time it takes to say shalom alecha Rebbe, 2-3 seconds. If you say it after that, then hatfasa doesn't work. You can't use that fellow's expression to accept upon yourself the vow that he had. How does that apply by Nazir? Let's see. Misha amharini Nazir. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir. V'shama chaveri, and his friend hears his expression, ve'amar, and he says within Tarich Kedei Dibur, within that 2-3 second period of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, he says, Va'ani, I should be like you. And then his friend hears him, hears fellow number 2, and says, Va'ani, I should be like you. Again, within Tarich Kedei Dibur, Kulam Nazirin, they're all considered a Nazir, and it works perfectly. Says the Mishnah, what happens if Hutar Harishan? Let's say the original fellow that made the Naziris, he was matir his neder. He got it abolished. He went over to a chacham, to a wise person, and he was matir. He took away his neder. Hutru kulan. Then all the subsequent fellows that used his hatfasa, that used his neder, used his vow, they all only took the power of his initial vow. Therefore, they all lose their vow. None of them are nazir. However, hutar ha'achrein. Let's say the third fellow had his neder abolished. Ha'achrein mutter. So then he doesn't have to conduct himself with Naziris. Fekulan asur, but the preceding two fellows, their Naziris, still stands. Continues the Mishnah. Amar harini Nazir. If a fellow said, I'm a Nazir. V'shama chaveri. And a fellow heard his friend, heard him say, a Nadir, this Naziris. V'amar, and he says, pi kepiv. My mouth should be like his mouth. In other words, his mouth that's prohibited to drink wine, mine should be like his. Usari kisari. My hair should be like his, that it's prohibited for me to cut it. Harez and Nazir, this works, and that Hatfasa works, because basically he's trying to latch on to the prohibition that's in the Naziris. Says the Mishnah, what happens if he says, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir? Vishama Ishta, now his wife hears it, Va'amra Va'ani, and she says, oh, I also want to be a Nazira. Mayfer Eshala, the husband could abolish hers. The halacha is that a husband is allowed to abolish, he's allowed to take away some of her vows. There's different conditions, but if this is within the parameters of those conditions, he can take hers away, v'shalei kayim, but his still stands, even though she made hers contingent on his, but it just takes away hers, it doesn't take away his. However, if a woman says, Hareini Nazira, behold, I'm a Nazir, v'shama bala, and her husband heard of it, Amar va'ani, and he says, I too want to be a Nazir, then eina yachal hafir, then he cannot abolish his wife's Naziris, because when he says, va'ani, and I too, that's an affirmation of the Naziris. And once the husband affirms his wife vow, he cannot abolish it anymore. Wishing you a fantastic upcoming day and a wonderful upcoming week.